Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hey. Page 350. There are no pictures, notice. Harimon Shamu Lo Katav Lo Gadol Harimon El Beinoni. We know that we discussed is Nisht Not La Not Small Not Large El Beinoni. V'lamu Huskru Rimonei Vodon. Why do we mention Rimonei Vodon? What does that mean? Sheyu Mikachin. I don't know what this means. Sheyu Mikachin Kol Shehein Divrei Rebbe Meir. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Harimoin Shiamru the Kli Shnika Vimotsriman Tar. Kli, that is perforated. The size of his tar. What kind of rimon are we discussing? Discussing Beinoni. V'lobus Kru Rimonei Vodon. Kivan Shein Mishalin Bohem. Ela Brimon Beinoni. So why did they mention who's they? Beis Hamedrash. So here in the Tosfos Yomtov, see on the side on the right side it says who's
who?
No, who's the Iker Tosfos Yomtov on the right side, the right top. Os Yud. So it seems that in the Beis Medrash they use the Rimonei Vodon. Why do they mention the word Rimonei Vodon in the Beis Medrash? So the Rav says in the left side, Kevin Shein Misharin Mochen, it's not used, El Rimon Beinoni. So how come this was always topic of conversation in the Beis Medrash? The answer is Shahayu Mikachin Kol Shehein Divir Me Rav, Shahayu Mikachin Bohen. Shem echad mirimoni baden shel orla oishel kile akerem nisarev im elef rimoinim shel heter niskatshu kulam vineshu masha ein kein birimoinim shel shor mikoimas vada nishem mokam. So that means that it's chashev. A davar chashev is not bottle, afil will be elef.
So what does it have to do with this
bottle? Telling you a new halacha that let's say there's a taruvis. Is a taruvis of pomegranates. One pomegranate is orla, or is kilya kerem. If it, yeah, I do. Rimone, that if one pomegranate that from this place is choshev, lamat nafkamin is. If a pomegranate from this place gets mixed, it's klayim or it's orla, and it gets mixed with even 1,000 pomegranates from another location, a regular location, all of them become osa. Why don't we say bittul? Bittul echad betray? Because the rule is there's no din bittul by a davar choshev. There's no din bittul by a davar choshev. A davar choshev is not bottle. Afilu be'elef. So he's saying that if you have a pomegranate from New York, from Brooklyn.
Or Badon?
No, that's the exception.
Oh.
A pomegranate from any part in the world is not choshev.
Florida.
Adara. South Hampshire.
Anywhere.
It's not choshev. It's not choshev. In the middle, what happens if it gets mixed? Is it who is it? It's bottle droid. But if it's from Shibuyuni Bada and it's choshev, it's not bottle afilu be'elof. That's what it says. Kivaita. Choshev zach. Divrei Meir. Bishuyachar benu yomer. Mikachin means they sanctify. It means they all become awesome. Mikachin in this case, in this context, means they all become holy. Holy in a bad way. Holy meaning that they become forbidden.
They don't become bottle.
He holds no. Yes, I did read the Rav. Yes. Badim in Shem Akam. He holds that L'shar Bohem Es HaKelim Kasavar. Rav Yochlem Nui holds that the Moitzi Rimon De Kelim Berimone Badim Mish Mash L'shar Rinan. That in Echnami we use the Rimone Badon as a way. That's the shear. He disagrees with the Tanakama. That is the size of the pomegranate which we use to determine if a kli is still tamei or tar.
The button is the
location. It's a pomegranate that comes from a specific location.
This is the protege of how we
measure
up.
Is the rimoni button. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the shar bochenes hakelim. Rabbi Kiva, says the kachol kachol screw. We mentioned the two reasons. Number one, the shar bochenes hakelim. Number one, we use this as the protege.
It doesn't really make sense here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense why we use a rimoni button, because we also want to teach us what kind of pomegranate we're talking about in the Mishnah, that we have to shots up.
Right.
Besides,
but according to
the Tanakhama, why do we need it?
We don't. That's exactly what the Mishnah says in the beginning. Look at the beginning of the Mishnah. We want Shem, Uloi Katan, Uloi Gadol, El Beinoni. Ein Echanami, whoever mentioned
money. Yeah, but he says the Lumbos Kuni.
Why in the Beis Medrash would they talk? If you go to the Beis Medrash, do you go and hear them throw around the term Rimoni Badan?
Instead of talking about here?
No. He's just telling you a general rule. If you go to the Beis Medrash and you will hear, you will observe that they will make mention of this thing called Rimoni Badan. They'll mention Rimoni Badan in reference to
the Makdishin Kosher.
That is the Taruvus.
This is the reason why they mention it in the base matches to tell you.
But tell you only that this is the Tara Parma we use to determine the Kli, still Tumi Tumi Tar.
The Shah Zakalim.
The Shah Zakalim, if you have a hole the size of pomegranate, it's Tar. What kind of pomegranate are we discussing? Rimoni Badan.
Rabbi Kiva, the Kaf Ulakaf.
Both, we use it.
He was always a mediator.
Rabbi Kiva says, no, not necessarily. He was a strong man. Rabbi Kiva says, "Lekach lekach who's kushayis b'hamis hakelim, and viyum mekachin kol shehein." Both. Let's see if we hear the Rav of the Shabbos hakelim, the Kesavah, the Motzi Riman, the Kelim, the Riman, the Bodim. Fine. Both things. Vayit in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Omar Rabbi Yosi or this Rabbi Yehuda. But who's who? You want to bother the Chavachatsire Geva? A new thing. A Chatsire Geva. We'll see the means in a moment. Chatsire Geva. Ella Shayu Misasrin Vadai Bechol Mokom. What does that mean? See with the Rav. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Yutzku. You want to bother Avolin in Kiddush. Ain Chiluk Ben. You want to bother the Shari with the Shari Monim. To Kulo Mikachin. Avolinian Kiddush. Taruvis. Kiddush means mixtures, the Taruvis. If one gets mixed with others, they all become prohibited, they all become also. Ein chiluk bein rimoni badan l'shor rimonim, v'kulam kachim, d'osor abihudu, kol shadar kul limonos mekadish. Anything that the derech is to count, one by one. To count. Anything that's choshev. And that's choshev is not bottle. Perikat haruvis uvirish misach debates. That's where he said it. Vodan v'geva. What's geva? Geva is the name of a mokum. Shnei mekum shel kusim. It was a place of the kusim. V'nochrim v'nikodim hayu limoynim v'chotzir shel mekumos. Now what's chotzir? Chotzir. What's chotzir means grass. What is chotzir geva? I think it means grass. The nikarma you remoinim v'chatsir shel mekomer salalu merimun v'chatsir. What it says, the chatsire geva. Geva is the name of a place. Geva, it says, the name of a place where kusim lived. If you want to get a kusi, that's where you go to buy one.
Go to geva?
Go to geva. Or you go to badan. Vadan. Badan shnei mekamasim shal kusim and v'nikarim hayu dimayim v'chatsir shal mekamas lalu. It was noticeable the pomegranates and the grass of these places. Marim v'chatsir shal shal mekamas. V'kusoi vaday lo ma'asrei madim zavne lachinei the loy chayish lalif neivir to lifin mechshol. Af al gav the nafshayu ma'asrei hilkach ma'asrei zvade b'chol makam, which means that the kusim, even though they separated Shum and Maisa for themselves, Kusim were partially Jews. At one point in time, they were observant because they were being eaten up by the lions.
Oh my God.
You were eating them up. Arye Shog, Lo Yira. You just go try to use that standard. So over here we have a rule that the Kusim do not separate Maisa. Are you aware of that fact? Kusim, they separate Maiser for themselves, but they don't separate Maiser when they sell to someone else. Because they're not concerned with the issue of Lifnei Ivel or Sitein Michshol. Okay.
Worried about themselves. The self.
Oh, exactly. Only worried about themselves. So they couldn't care less when they sell. They don't couldn't when they sell it to you. They don't care less if you can eat. So therefore, Mela, if you buy pomegranates from Badan, or you buy a pomegranate from Chotzer, grass from this place called Geva, and now you have a dilemma. Wait a minute. Did they separate when they did? Did they separate Truma Meiser? So on the normal circumstances, when you purchase from people that are not 100% religious, it's called Demai. And Demai is a Suffolk.
Yeah.
Maybe yes, maybe not. And because it's a Suffolk, there are major leniencies. Suffolk maker din is okay. There are major leniencies. But when you buy from Geva and Chotzer, then you have to assume that it's Vadai. It's Vadai. They did not separate Truma and Meiser.
That's what
Yehuda says. Amar Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yehuzku Rimoni Vadan Vachatzire Geva Ela Shuyu Misashim Vaday B'chol Mokam. If you purchase these things, you have to
separate
Meisah, because since it came from this location is occupied by the Kusim, and the Kusim do not care for the halacha of lifting even lositing nechshol. They only care about themselves. They don't care about other people. Mimela, it's vaday. Okay, now here he says, what a chatzire. So now we know. I told you it's grass. It's not grass. Karti, leek. You know what leek is? I don't know what it is. It's a nice art school word. Leek. It's a certain type of vegetable. That's all I know. It's imaginary.
You put it in soup.
Yeah, you put it in soup. I don't know what that means. Okay, guys, let's chaz the Mishnah. We did the whole Mishnah. Mishnah, hey, Mishnah, Vezas, Rimon, Sham, Ullah, Kadul, Gadol, Ella, Beinoini. Ullah, Mahusku, Rimon, Evadon. Why do we mention in Vadon? Shayu, Makachin, Makachin, because the Makadish, if there's a Taruvis, all of the pomegranates become awesome. Dev, Rebbe Meir, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Yochanan, Ben Yochanan, Ben Yochanan, he says, no, we need the Shulmoni Vodan to use as a measuring. This is the model of a pomegranate, which will, the size will be used to determine if the utensil is Tamei or Tahar. If the whole of the kli is larger than the size of the Shulmoni Vodan, it's Tahar. If it's equal or smaller, it's Tamei. Then we come to Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Kiva Omer lekach ulekach huskeru. We use this Shulmoni Vodan for both, for measuring the whole, the size of a kli, and also for the laws of taruvus. It's choshev, but it's not bottle. Lekach lekachus for the shabbos masakhelim will be yihu mikachin kol shehin. Amar Rabbi Yosi leyuskuvi b'levod nelochatzri geva, and the leak of geva elo shiyu misasrin vaday b'chol mokoyim. Only reference to the laws of vaday that you have to separate from the mitzvos. That's why. But we do not use it. We do not use it. And look at the Rav. Look at that Rav one more time. That's the point on the previous verse, page 350. Look at that Rav. Amar Yehud, Loz Rimoni Vadan. Aval, the Indian Kiddush. But with regard to Kiddush, Ein Chiluk Berimoni Vadan L'Shar Rimoni. It makes no difference. The Kulon Likachin. Okay? They all become, if there's a taruvis, they all become asa. The Savra of Yehuda, Kol, Shadarko, Limonis, Mekadish, Reperika, Taruvis, that all pomegranates are choshev. And if there's a mixture of taruvis, all of the taruvis becomes asa. Alright, that's the law. You got the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah clear?
Yes, it will.
Really? Okay, next. Now we go to the eggs. Mishnah Vav.
The eggs.
Kibetz Ashi Amru, like the little Katan, El Benoim Benoimis. Yeah? What's a beitza? A beitza she'amru loy gedol v'katan ela beinoynis. A beitza is not large, not small, Ella Beinonis, it's in somewhere in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mevi Gedoyla Shebe Gedoylois, Uketana Shebe Gedoylois, Venos Lusach HaMayim. Okay, let's see over here the Rav. The Rav was a Beis HaShem, Rukabi Tumas Oichalam, Shein Metamim Bepochas Mikabeitza. The dates that we've learned that we said by Tumas Oichalam, Shein Metamim Bepochas Mikabeitza. Okay, food is not metamim less the size of a beitza. The only time food has the ability to contaminate something is food is the size of a beitza. Is that clear?
No.
Food, a food item, is only tamim if it's the size of a beitza. Well, at least to contaminate something, to convey tumah, to contaminate something else. The only way something can only... No. Tumah is the size of a beitza.
In order to give all its tumah, it must be beitza.
So, it's a medium size. You know, in the market, it's small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo.
What? Extra large, extra large.
For what?
15 dozen for my wife.
15 dozen. It's a lot of eggs.
We go through at least two of those, probably. We probably go through over here to probably do and buy two of them, but I put one case of 15 dozen of eggs. Because you surely, in the first days, go through 15 dozen of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs.
50 pounds of potatoes, 18 pounds of nuts, 30 pounds of onions.
You must be a millionaire.
All that on the golf course? Except for the matzah.
18 pounds of matzah? It's a lot of matzah.
We all need a few matzah. Did I should lose Heineken, Eichel, as the machine matzah?
Last year I ate machine matzah.
Did, yeah. Did I should lose the heart from this?
I don't know. My father never ate him matzah. I ate him matzah last year. I mean, no. I don't know. I don't know what he has. No idea. No, not likely. Let's learn. Kibetza shiyamru lo yilogatan elabedonis. Rabbi Yehuda says maybe gedolos shavagedolos. Ugatan shavagatanis. So he says, do you have a technique, a scientific technique? You bring a gedolos shavagedolos. You bring extra jumbo, extra large jumbo. Okay, extra, extra large.
It's
Poland.
It was like Warsaw, like near Warsaw or something?
I don't know. I really don't know. Kibetza shiyamu lagdilo gitana ella beinoinis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer mevi gidoila shebe gidoilois ukitana shebe kitanis. You bring the gidoila shebe gidoilois ukitana shebe kitanis, nes tisachamayim. And you put it to the water, the cholik es hamoyim, and you split the water. Take two eggs. Here, what you do, the way you make the determination is a scientific technique. They were scientists. The tanoim were scientists. You take a glass of water, and you bring, you fill to the very, very top, and you have a bowl underneath it, and you take, you go to the store, and can I have the smallest egg you possibly have in this store? And then you ask, can I have the largest egg you possibly have? So you take the smallest of the small, the largest of the large, you put it into a cup of water that's filled to the very, very top. You have a bowl of water underneath, and you put in the small egg. And it's going to displace water, it's going to fall into the bowl beneath it. You then put in the large egg, and then more water is going to spill out. So now you have in the bowl on the bottom the exact amount of water that is equal in volume to the small egg and the large egg. You then take that water and you split it down the middle. You take a knife and you cut that water down the middle. That volume of water that you get after you split it is exactly what is called the shear, the volume of liquid, the volume called the beitza, that the equivalent form can contaminate food. If, when it comes to tumas eichlin, it's the shear of tumas eichlin. You got that scientific technique? Come on, pay attention. Wasting time here. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Navy Gedoyla Sheba Gedoylas. You bring in the largest of the large, uketana shevuketanis, the smallest of the small, the noisim sochamayim, and you put it into water, and the water is displaced. You take the water that's displaced and you measure it. You divide it by two, the cholik asamayim, and that volume of water is equal to the shear of mayim that is metame. That mayim is the shear of tumas. When we talk about an egg, that's the shear of an egg. Omar Rabbi Yosi, tchi mi modieni, ezehi gedolo ve'ezehi ketano. How do you know what's gonna, what's called? How can you determine what's large, what's small? Ella ha'kol lufi daita shalroi. It all depends upon your observation. Let's see over here all the rafs. Mishnah Vav. Kibeit soshi amru gabe tumas oichlim shem mitam mitam bepachas mikibeit sov nes nusach amayim. Memalei kois mayim v'noisein l'soichoi gedoylo shebegdoylo sekatan shebegetanis. V'cholik ha'mayim ha'yoytzim l'shnechal. You split the water that comes out. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now along comes Rabbi Yosi, v'chi mi modeini kiloimar. How do you know what's the largest? Just because in this store they gave you a very large egg, maybe if you go, just because you went to pomegranate and they gave you a very large egg, maybe if you were to go to mountain fruit, there would be even a larger egg. Maybe if you go to Moshe's, there would be even a larger. Maybe if we go to Blue Ribbon, there would be even larger. Wherever you go, who knows? You could always get larger, 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 larger. You don't know. And when it comes to small, just because you think you bought the smallest one in Glatmart, maybe when you go to, I don't know, gourmet Glat, they have even smaller.
You know all the stores.
The Chimim KRM. What about the Kolo store? Go there also. So therefore, don't make the scientific definition, and therefore you just do the best you can. You make an evaluation. You go into the store, and based on experience, based upon your experience, your expertise in dealing with eggs, you can tell me which egg is approximately the medium size egg, and that will be the egg we're going to use to determine what it's called, what is tummy. Good? That's Chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah Vav. Kibetza shiyamu loy gedol lo katane, ela beinoinis. Somewhere in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, maybe gedolo shebegedolois, vegetano shebegetanois, vinoisos achamayim, vichilikas amayim. You do the scientific experiment. You get the largest possible, the smallest possible, and you go and you displace it. Vinoisin lo soy chamayim. What are you doing? Why are you standing off?
I need to stand.
How can you make that determination? What's large and what's small? What you do is you do the best that you possibly can do.
The only question was that he just told you how you do it. You put it in the water. You put it.
But he said, "Yeah." But he said, "How do you know that the data that you're using is good? Maybe the egg, the largest is not the largest." You're taking out two eggs, one that's small, one that's very large. How do you know with accuracy that the egg that you're using is the largest, talking the largest? Like I told you, maybe if you go to another store, you get even a larger egg. Maybe if you go to a different store, you get even a smaller egg. So you can't be certain just because you
what?
You basically do the best you can. You make your own private evaluation. You have experience.
You just take a bainini.
You go to a bainini, exactly. And that's the shear. Next mission. Mishnah Zion. Kigroi geres shabu. When we say a dried fig. A dried date. I always forget. A grogeres.
Fig.
A dried fig? Yeah?
You don't like figs and dates.
The Gemara says the dates.
Grogeres is a fig.
Fig. What's the problem?
I don't know. You have some kind of thing, because something has to do with a date. You have like, it gets you very...
Chas v'shalom, why do you say that?
Like a block.
I don't have a block. I don't need block.
You do, because you're a smart guy and you don't know what, you know everything else. Why should you know what a guy goes to the tomorrow? So you have a block.
I have no block.
Giving you a hard time.
Kagregeresh Amru. Figs, a dried fig. Loi gedilu l'katan ella bei noynis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hagdilu sheberet Yisrael ki ha bei noynis. He says the largest one you can find in Eretz Yisrael, the makolet. You go to the makolet and get the largest one you can find, the large one in Eretz Yisrael, that's called the Beinon. Because I guess in other parts of the world they're smaller. That's the Beinonis Sheba Medinis. The Rav says, what's the sugar? A dried fig? That's the shear for Chil Shabbos. If you carry on the Shabbat, what's the shear to be chayev skila? Shear is a dried fig. When you want to make a shituf, so you have to have enough food, you must collect enough food from all of the participants in Gregaris. That's not halacha. Okay, right, in the Mishnah Ches. What time is it, by the way? Oh no, we have to stop. Kigogeres shi'amu like gedilav like etana ella beinon. It has to be medium sized shogeres. What we talk? We're talking about two different halachas. She two different levels. Rabbi Yehuda Omer agdolah shabi eretz yisrael he habeinonis shebe medinas. When we talk about the gedilah, the largest gregeris in eretz yisrael is equivalent. That is the beinonis shebe medinas. That's the middle one of the entire world.
The extra small one?
Yes. And those are teeny though. So that's not, when we talk about the shear of the gregaris, you're dealing with the largest one you can find in the Eretz Yisrael. That is called the Beinonis.
Yeah, just because. Okay,
alright, that's it. We have to stop here.